Welcome back to the Not Your Mama podcast. This is your host, Kelly Bryant, and today I am joining you for a quickie episode on a topic that I teach a lot about in my group classes online. I talk about this a ton one-on-one with clients, but I don't think I've ever talked about it here on the podcast, and that is the idea of when injury or illness become identity. And if you think like, oh, this totally doesn't apply to me, I'm going to encourage you to stick around. There's a lot of nuggets for all folks, but you may be buying into this a little bit more even than you realize. So let's start by talking about why this matters and what I mean by when illness and injury become identity. And I'm using illness and injury very broadly. So I'm talking about birth-related injuries, right? Or even things like, oh, I'll just never be as strong as I was before having kids. Like, sure, maybe that doesn't feel like an injury per se, but essentially it is. You're saying your body has lost, you know, objectively lost capacity because of childbirth or pregnancy. This can be short-term things. This can be long-term things. This can be like autoimmune disorders that you have for your whole life, and it can be, you know, the stomach flu. So we're going to start by talking about why this happens, and then I'll tell you a little bit about why I think it's so important that we think about it and talk about it. So the reason that this happens, and I say this all the time, I got this from one of my teachers, is because our brain is running an operating system called something is wrong. So essentially, we are constantly on the lookout for bad things. It's what's kept the human race alive, to be just constantly looking like, okay, is a tiger going to get me? Is a tiger going to get me? Where is there a threat? And so we're running that all the time. And when we find a problem, it's very validating, right? So like if we're running the operating system, something is wrong, and then it turns out we do have an injury or we do get sick in some way, then it's like, aha, I knew it. And then we go to the next worst case scenario. So we're kind of always looking for the worst case scenario. And this isn't a you problem. This isn't unique. I think a lot of the time people think that like they're the only person like this. Like, the human species is not naturally optimistic. So it is definitely not just a you thing, very common. And it's the way we were designed. It means that you're operating correctly, right? It's like if you have a traumatic brain injury, then you not exclusively the only potential outcome, but one potential outcome is you start to like not have risk aversion. It's incredibly dangerous. It is not a good thing. It is not something that keeps people alive. So if you are, you know, constantly looking for what's going to go wrong, everything is actually working exactly as it should be on a kind of deep lizard brain level. And then we have to think about, okay, is that how I want to live my life? Of course, I am very happy to have running in the background all the time, like this part of my brain that's constantly looking for trouble because it's the thing that sees, you know, the car running the red light out of the corner of my eye, or, you know, the thing that kind of gives you the heebie-jeebies about someone where you're like, oh, I just don't trust that person. So it's a good thing to have, but we don't want it running our life all the time, completely like involuntarily without our knowledge or awareness. So we have the prefrontal cortex, the smart kind of the thing that makes humans humans, the part of our brain that can plan ahead, that can make choices for rewards down the line instead of what is, you know, the most important thing right now, what gives me the best benefit or the least danger right this moment. It's the part of our brain that like makes us take risks to get better outcomes later. It's also the part of our brain that can like gut check, reality check, the lizard brain that's going, everything, the sky is falling, right? The sky is always falling, if you ask our lizard brain. And we have this prefrontal cortex. And so all we have to do is figure out how to turn it on, how to notice when we are letting injury or illness become our identity. And the reason that this matters, the reason that this is so important, is because when you have defined your identity by illness or injury, you have no chance at recovery. I'm going to say that again. When you have defined yourself by injury or illness, you have no shot at recovery because you have decided that this is who you are. And your brain always has a vested interest in continuing to prove you right. So if you say, I am the person who cannot do XYZ, I am the person who always has this kind of thing happen to them, you are going to continue to look for reasons that that is true, and you are going to actively avoid, consciously or unconsciously, actively avoid proving it wrong. It's so, so important that we catch ourselves in this lie when it's there, because it is, quite honestly, it's the thing that's keeping us from living out our dreams. So that is why it matters. Now, how do you actually get out of, well, first let's talk about how do you identify, okay, am I doing this? One of the like really simple ways to identify, am I defining myself by illness or injury, is when you switch from in your brain or aloud, talking about what's happening right now, what you're experiencing right now, and what's going to happen for the rest of all time. When you become a fortune teller and you know the future, that is always a big red flag that if you're saying like, I can't do this, I will never be able to do this, this is how I'm going to feel forever, or for years, or whatever. Those are always signs to me that you've gotten wrapped up in this identity because you're not even looking, you're not even trying. I mean, maybe consciously you think that you're trying, but unconsciously you've bought into the story that this is who you are now. So that is a really big red flag to me. Other red flags are when you start to see yourself as different from other people or different from who you once were. So that's where we get into things like they don't understand me, right? Like my partner doesn't understand because they've never been through childbirth. They haven't experienced the things that I've experienced. No one else has ever had it the way that I have. And maybe your partner doesn't understand, but have you actually even tried, right? And have you actually even looked for like support groups or other people who are going through the same things that you're going through? Because as soon as you think that you are alone and different and unique and special in your pain, you've become wrapped up in that identity. So those are two really big red flags to identify. Am I doing this thing where I have become the illness or the injury? And then we can talk about, okay, how do you start to break that down? And I think the easiest place to start is to start looking for the lie. So can you put enough, and sometimes journaling is helpful for this, right? So actually writing it down, because that gives you a little bit more space where you can like have your thoughts and then you can look back at your thoughts and question them. But maybe just like sitting while you're nursing a baby or something like that, where you have, you know, nothing else for your brain to be up to, you can start to examine your thoughts, right? So you have a thought like, I'm going to be like this forever. You know, my vagina is never going to work again. I'm going to have low back pain for the rest of my life. I'm never going to be able to do XYZ with my kids because of this pain. Just ask yourself the question, is that true? And a great test for is that true is, could you present that in a court of law and convince a jury to all believe you, agree unanimously without a doubt that that is true? And often for my clients, I am the jury and I am the person who they have to convince. And 99.999% of the time, I can tell you that they do not convince me. So it can be really helpful if you are struggling with this, if you're like, I don't see a way that this isn't true, ask someone else, hey, am I going to be in pain like this for the rest of my life? And of course, I'm never going to sit there and go, no, definitely not. But I can definitely give you reasonable doubt, right? I can say I have seen people get better from this. I have seen so much progress happen from this. And being in a community is so, so, so helpful for this, because you start to realize, one, you're not unique in your pain. And two, you can have that gut check of like, oh, other people have actually recovered from this. And I want to emphasize again, I said this a little bit at the beginning, but like a lot of the time, you know, this sounds very dramatic, right? This sounds like I'm talking about big, huge things, but this can be something as small as like, you know, when you're like in the throes of like the hard part of breastfeeding and you're like, this is never going to get easier. I am bad at this. That thought is so harmful because it prevents you from looking for help. It prevents you from seeking solutions. It makes it a fact that is objectively true about you instead of just the current status, right? Right now, this is challenging. Right now, I am struggling. And when you start from right now, I am struggling, then the obvious next step is, what do I do to fix it? How do I get better? So I just want to emphasize, like, this isn't just about like, oh my God, like if you're a double above the knee amputee, of course that's going to radically shift your identity, but also just these little things. And the example that the reason that I wanted to record this is because I've been watching myself go through having two horrible colds in a row, and it's insane. It's a cold, and obviously I know factually that I am not going to have a cold for the rest of my life. I do understand that, and yet my brain is like, this is the end. So we do this all the time because our brain is running the operating system that something is always wrong. So just wanted to reiterate that point. So we talked a little bit, you gut check. First of all, you start to ask yourself, is that true? Is that true? Is that true? Two, you find community. You find someone who can reality check what you are starting to say over and over again in your brain. And then finally, you create evidence to the contrary. So you say, like, you know, breastfeeding is going to be hard forever. I'm not good at this. I can't breastfeed. Let's say that's your thought. You say, what if I just believed the opposite? You don't have to believe it right away. All I'm saying is you pretend, okay, what if I believed I am excellent at breastfeeding? My body knows how to do this. I'm completely capable. And then you sat with that thought and you said, okay, if I am completely capable and I can do this, and right now I'm struggling, then what? Then you go, well, obviously there must be something that someone else can help me with. There must be a solution. If I'm good at this and right now I'm struggling, then there must be something I can fix here. I must not have the right equipment. I must not have the right tools. I must not have the right information. There must be something else I can do. So that three-step process, right, you have to like start to actually notice where are these little nuggets that you're creating an identity around injury or illness or struggle or whatever, and then find some reality check in the real world. That can be a friend, that can be a coach, that can be a community. For the people who are in my Strong as a Mother community, that's what we do. Like, there's a lot of that in there. Guys, have you had this happen to you? Have you experienced this? What did you do? And then you pretend that it's not true. Pretend that you objectively believe that it is not true, and ask yourself what you would do then if you were struggling. So that's today's quickie episode for you. We are going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see y'all next week.
Any of the resources mentioned in today's episode will be available in the show notes. So go head to your podcast app and open up the show notes, or you can find them right on my website. And I would be so grateful if you would share today's episode with a friend. So just go back to your podcast app, hit the share button, and send the link over to someone who you think would benefit from this. And lastly, if you want bonus brownie points, you can go rate and review the podcast. This helps new subscribers find us and get some awesome benefits from listening to today's episode. Thanks again for being here, and have an awesome week.